This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. It's your weekly blitz with Chris, keeping you in the game.
Are you ready to supercharge your auto repair business? This is Coach Chris Cotton from AutoFix Auto Shop Coaching. The weekly blitz is where industry expertise and business innovation collide, revving your engines for the week ahead. Every episode has game-changing insights, up-to-the-minute industry updates, and practical tips to shift your business into high gear. We're talking about stuff you didn't even know you didn't know, folks. This episode is brought to you by Shop Marketing Pros, the experts in marketing for top-tier auto repair shops. If you're running a successful shop and want to take it to the next level, Shop Marketing Pros is without a doubt your best option. From websites and SEO to social media and digital ads, Shop Marketing Pros help shop owners just like you and me fill our bays, grow our revenue, and build the life we've been working for. If you're ready to take the guesswork out of your marketing, I want you to visit shopmarketingpros.com/Chris and get a free digital marketing inspection and start building the shop of your dreams today. Hey, everybody. I want to talk about attention to detail today. It's one of the things that I find that the more we spend out in the business world, like I go into a business, I find it lacking. Communication is a big problem. Also, we've had a little bit of attention to detail issue or issues in our shop. Again, attention to detail is lacking. And I try to tell the guys, hey, we need to work on this. And communication is one of the biggest issues we have. But in this episode, I'm talking about attention to detail. You know, today's episode is about the smallest thing in your shop that costs you money. Again, attention to detail. This is a $2 gasket, a missed torque spec, a vent off by one digit. None of those things feel big in the moment, but they explode into comebacks, tow bills, and one-star reviews. I want you to stick with me. I'm going to show you three places you're leaking cash and five micro habits you can install by Friday in order to stop it. Attention to detail isn't perfectionism. It's repeatable precision. It's doing the next right thing the same way every time. At the counter, at the bench, under the lift, and on the phone. When our details slip, our margins slip, not because the big things went wrong, but because the little things never went right. So I want you to think about this scenario real quick. Vehicle's in for basic service. The drain plug fights us. We have to have some sort of a fix. We approve the fix. Then we have a parts delay. Then the shop gets silent. Then the customer calls us first instead of us informing the customer. If we go back and do like a root cause failure analysis, the real failure wasn't at the pan. It started at the check-in. No expectation set on possible complication, no parts verification, no communication cadence. Attention to detail is a chain, and if any link is weak, the whole chain fails. So when we're thinking about where we could lose some of these profit leaks or where we lose attention to detail, you know, number one, it's the check-in and the repair order build. Details at the counter are money. If your advisor doesn't mirror the concern, capture all contact methods, verify mileage, and attach prior recommendations, we've just created a moving target for the tech, and moving targets get missed. Second, we have parts and specifications. Wrong part supersession or missing torque spec, that's a comeback waiting to happen. The technician has to start each job by pulling the right information, torque values, fluid types and capacities, TSBs, programming needs, and single-use parts. Jobs that start sloppy usually end sloppy. And then number three, we have quality control and communication. If nobody looks at the car after the tech is done, then you're letting the customer do your QC in the parking lot. And if your customer calls first for an update, your communication failed. And then details die in silence. If we're talking about five micro habits that raise the floor or raise us up and give us a greater attention to detail, number one, the 1 minute repair order readback. At the drop off, let me read this back to you. Restate the concern, the promised time, the update cadence, catch gaps now. Number two, spec first setup, and this is technician owned. Before we turn a wrench, the technician looks up and verifies all necessary specs and information, torque values, fluid type capacity, TSPs, programming needs, single-use parts, The tech sets up the repair with everything in place before starting the job. Next, we have parts match confirmation. Before installation, the technician visually confirms the new part against the old one, fit, form, and function. This quick check prevents wrong parts installs without slowing the workflow. Number four, a 7-point QC by someone other than the primary tech. If you don't know what QC is, that's quality control. First, we have the road tests, concern, specific, general, warning light, scan reset, fluid level condition check, torque audit on disturbed fasteners, like anything under the hood that we're looking for. Pop the hood, look for flashlights, wrenches, etc. Visual sweeps, caps, clips, routing, wheel lugs marked if necessary. Cleanliness, no prints, no debris, seat floor protection removed. Next, we have paperwork and next service recommendation present and ready to go. Next, no surprise cadence. When we're talking to customers, promise them two updates and then follow whatever your process and procedure is. Then you go and then script it. Hey, you'll hear from me by 10:30 with findings and then again by 2 with parts timing. If anything changes, I'll call sooner so there are no surprises. Then you actually do it. One of the clients I coach, he has a saying from drop to diagnosis finding is 3 hours. So they, in their shop, they tell their customer, hey, you're dropping it off at 9. By noon, you'll know what's wrong with your car, unless there's some sort of answer. But within 3 hours, they're going to get back to you. If we talk about like a leader's playbook, you know, what do we do daily in order to make this better? Daily 5-minute huddle, reviews yesterday's comebacks, any quality control misses, and then today's top risks. Next, spot check 2 repair orders a day. Confirm the tech filled in specs and match parts. Confirm QC signed before the keys go out. Also create a score. Give yourself a comeback rate. Target less than 1% of ROs. Quality control pass rate. It should be, the target is 100% signed. DVI photo quality. I want you to target minimum 8 clear labeled photos. Update on time. Target 95% against the cadence promised. And then the culture message, speed is a strategy, sloppiness is a tax, and we move fast because our details are tight. If we think about some of these things and we have them scripted out, here's what those scripts sound like. Again, we don't want to be over-scripted, but if we can teach some of these things, then it makes our customers' lives better. It makes the communication better. So if we're thinking about the advisor readback script at the counter, here's what we have. Chris, I've got you in for the vibration at 55 to 65 miles an hour, oil and filter, and a full digital inspection. You're going to hear from me at 10:30 with findings, and again around 2 with parts timing. Best number to reach you is still X, and you can get text updates at this number, correct? Great. Any prior quotes and concerns you want us to check while it's here? Maybe a technician spec first setup script. Hey, before I start, I pulled the torque specs, the fluid type and capacity, and checked for TSBs. I also noted any programming requirements and confirmed single-use items like gaskets or crush washers. Tools and parts are staged so the job flows clean start to finish. How about a parts match confirmation script? Hey, old part off, new part in hand. I'm checking fit, form, and function. Does this part physically match what I removed? Hardware and single-use items are present and ready. Confirm before installation. If you wanted to, you could have a QC sign-off line on the repair order. I'm QC'd by X, road test check, lights check, fluids check, torque audit check, visual sweep check, cleanliness check, paperwork check. I would also add oil change sticker in there if we're doing an oil change. Maybe a no surprise update script by the advisor. Hey, I wanted to give you a quick update. We confirmed the front pad taper and rotor run out. The estimate's in your text. If you approve by 1 p.m. today, we can have the vehicle back to you by 4:30. I'll text when the parts land so there are no surprises. Again, I would rather us over-communicate with customers than under-communicate. When we're trying to, you know, think about this, this is what I want you to do. I want you to have a 7-day challenge. I want you to print a simple scorecard. Every repair order gets read back. Spec block verified by the parts match confirmed. 7-point QC and 2 on-time updates. I want you to track your pass and fail. And at week's end, I want you to measure your average repair order comebacks and customer comments. Maybe even reviews. Maybe you're used to getting 2 1-star reviews a week and now you're able to cut it down to 1 or none. I think it's great. After you do this, or I want you to send me your before and after. I want your win on the show. Send it to me so I can talk about it. If you want those written scripts out that I mentioned in here, I'm more than happy to email those to you. Okay. You know, I want you to keep your standards high, your comebacks low, have attention to detail, communicate. Those are the things that we fall apart on or fall short on every day. Okay. I want to give another shout out to our sponsor, Shop Marketing Pros. They're the only marketing company I recommend, and they handle all of the marketing for my own shop as well. If you're serious about growth, you need strategies that actually work, better websites, higher Google rankings, and ads that bring real customers through your doors. I want you to right now go visit shopmarketingpros.com/Chris and partner with a team that understands your business, because every great shop deserves marketing that's just as great. Thanks for tuning in to the Weekly Blitz. Remember, it's time to rise, grind, and keep your mindset positive. Until next time, this is Coach Chris Cotton signing off. Have a great day, everybody.
You've been listening to the Weekly Blitz with Coach Chris Cotton on the AftermarketRadioNetwork.com. Follow Chris on your favorite podcast listening app. Let him know what you'd like him to cover. His email is in the show notes. Chris is all for advancing the aftermarket.